copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Sunday Night Baseball is around the corner in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Tonight, time to wrap up the series between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Augusta Green Jackets, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves, live on the air. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB first pitch out for our online radio feed, Valley Live and MILB.TV, where you can watch tonight's action in HD video quality. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey saying hello from the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth, and thanks for being with us tonight. Colin, a great pitching matchup in store in this one to wrap up the series. Fayetteville with a chance to win the series with a W tonight. Augusta can split if they grab the result. But on the mound, all eyes will be on right-hander Cade Keeler, the former Campbell University Camel, and right-hander Ethan Pecco for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Two guys with deep resumes, high-round draft picks. They're going at it tonight in downtown Fayetteville.
And guys that we've seen so far this year have a lot of success, with, of course, Keeler being a top-10 prospect in the Braves system and, of course, playing for Campbell just down the road in Buies Creek and being a big part of why they were in the NCAA tournament last year. But on the other side, Ethan Pecco, man, what a May he's coming off of, Chappie. An ERA just below 1, 25 strikeouts, just 4 walks over 21 innings pitched. Certainly a candidate, if not the favorite, to win May Carolina League Pitcher of the Month. So you get him on the mound. You got Jackson Nezu presumably to follow. Two guys who already have a win this week back on Tuesday, a 14-2 victory. And the Woodpeckers have won 4 straight when those two have pitched. So certainly the Green Jackets have their work cut out for them. They put up 10 runs yesterday. Finally, a bit of an offensive outburst for an offense that has struggled for large parts of the 2024 season. Certainly is anybody's ball game, but man, a win today and a series victory for the Woodpeckers would go a long way as they close down the first half of the season.
The look around the Carolina League standings entering tonight has the Woodpeckers sitting in third place in the Carolina League South Division. They are just 1 game back now of second place Columbia, but 6.5 behind the Kannapolis Cannonballers, setting up a big road series next week in Columbia for Fayetteville against the Royals affiliate. The Woodpeckers in third, behind them Myrtle Beach, Augusta at 20-29, and Charleston tied for fifth place in the division, 10 games out of first. In the North Division, the Carolina Mudcats moments ago finished off a sweep of the Delmarva Shorebirds. They win all 6 games this week, improved to 32-17. And have a 3.5 game lead over the division. Fredericksburg and Lynchburg round out the top 3, down East Salem and Delmarva at the bottom of the North Division. As mentioned tonight, the Fayetteville starter, right-hander Ethan Pecco, goes up against an Augusta Green Jackets lineup that's near the bottom in a lot of the offensive categories. Pecco 2-1 with a 2.78 ERA and will make his 11th appearance tonight. 6th start for the Woodpeckers, 44 strikeouts, 17 walks over 35 2/3 innings on the year for Ethan Pecco, the 21-year-old, originally born in Darby, Pennsylvania. Opposite of him is the former 70th overall pick by Atlanta last year, right-hander Cade Keeler, and the former Campbell University Campbell, 1-4 with a 3.60 ERA. It's Little League Day at the Diamond, so we've got a ton of young ball players out of the park today. They've aligned on the Diamond with the Woodpeckers, and at this time, let's send it down to field level for the singing of the national anthem. First pitch comes up next between the Woodpeckers and the Green Jackets on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous satisfied. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
Suzette Oxendine and today's Sheets Field of Dreams teams, the 10 and under Kiwanis Dodgers and Western Hornet Rays, and participating in tonight's High Five Tunnel are the Fleet Elite and Hope County Cougars and all our young athletes.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run and Cole drives one right field. That ball is gone!
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved! He's saved! He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back. Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers!
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Woodpeckers baseball live on the air. Broadcasting live from the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth, it's time for the series conclusion between the Woodpeckers and the Augusta Green Jackets from downtown Fayetteville and Segra Stadium. Hi, everybody. Welcome into the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth once again. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey wrapping up our pregame coverage tonight and turning things over to right-hander Ethan Pecco. He gets the start today for the Woodpeckers, pitched out of the bullpen on Tuesday behind Jackson Nezu and went four scoreless, Colin, with a walk and six strikeouts. Ethan Pecco, one of the best pitchers in the Carolina League during May. Here's his opportunity to start a strong June.
Yeah, and how about the last time he made a start as well, Chappie? You go back to the road series against the Salem Red Sox. Five innings, only gave up one earned run on three hits. But most importantly, no walks and nine strikeouts, a career high. That really has been the signature outing that he has had this year and throughout his professional career. And if you're in the Houston Astros scouting department, you're looking at what Ethan Pecco is doing, and you have to imagine that his time in Fayetteville, unfortunately, might be short if he keeps this up. But more importantly, you see a guy that certainly looks like he is built to pitch at the high levels of the minors and eventually Major League Baseball one day. What a development he has been over the last couple of months after being drafted last summer.
Let's run through the Augusta Green Jackets starting lineup tonight that Ethan Pecco will go up against. They're led by first-year manager Winston Sawyer. Lefty Isaiah Drake leads it off. Luis Sanchez bats second. Drew Compton returns to the lineup. He is third. Wilver Dung is the cleanup man. Cam McGee is five. Laker Figueroa is six. And the seven through nine, Cade Kern, Harry Owen, and P.O. Boucher. First pitch of our ball game is out. It draws a check swing out of Drake. He held the hands, but it was in the zone. Nothing and one on the left-handed batter out of Atlanta, Georgia, Isaiah Drake. We're officially underway tonight at 5:10 p.m. And another great day for baseball. Cloudy, a little warmer than last night, 84 degrees. Our first pitch temperature at Segra Stadium. Swing and miss out of Drake, and it's quickly nothing and two as Pecco gets ahead. The Woodpeckers are in the alternate reds tonight with the black ball cap, the red bill, the white Fayetteville F, the red jersey that says the Ville in black lettering across the chest. 0-2 to Drake, strikes him out swinging. Three straight fastballs from Ethan Pecco. And he gets rid of Isaiah Drake on three pitches, brings up Luis Sanchez. Black belts for the Woodpeckers today, white pants with a black pinstripe down the side of the leg. For Augusta, they are in those light gray camouflage uniforms, the gray camo with the green jacket wasp on the left side of the jersey. Green numeral on the back with a green belt, gray pants, and a green pinstripe down the side of the leg. Black batting helmets for the Augusta hitters. First pitch home to Luis Sanchez, taken for a strike on the high outside corner, and it's quickly 0-1, four straight strikes for Ethan Pecco to get the day started. Luis Sanchez, a upright hitter, stands all the way back in the box, keeps the feet close, the 0-1 coming, and he swings and pops it up over the third base dugout and drifting towards the stands onto the concourse, a foul ball. And it's nothing in two. Quickly on Luis Sanchez, a 222 hitter over 44 games. He has a double, two triples, a home run, and 16 RBIs, 17 walks and 34 strikeouts on the year for Sanchez. Pecco with a new baseball gets into the motion, throws the 0-2 pitch. Check swing on a high one. They appeal up the line, and he did not go. Cameron Jones works the bases. Reginald Webb is behind the plate. The two-man umpiring crew tonight in black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. First ball all day for Ethan Pecco. Falls a 1-2 count now on Sanchez. The pitch comes home, misses high and wide for ball two. Two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, this umpiring crew, I'm sure, spoiled with the weather that they've had here in the Carolinas. Believe me, guys, it is not how it has always been this year.
Yeah, we have caught a break in the Carolinas. The tarp has not been on the field once over this six-day window of home baseball. 2-2 pitch coming from Pecco. And a fly ball lifted foul and out of play over the roofing of the Avex Club. And it'll stay where it is at 2-2 on Luis Sanchez. Sanchez stands only 5'7". He's a short ball player, 20-year-old, out of Panama City, Panama. International signing in 2022 by Atlanta. Pecco motions again, the 2-2. Line drive served into the opposite field over Santander and down the shallow right field line. Gomez swings over to cut it off. Fires to second as Sanchez stands in with a double. So Luis Sanchez with some two-strike hitting pushes it into the opposite field. And the Green Jackets have a runner in scoring position with one out for lefty Drew Compton scheduled to stand in as he takes a warm-up hack. Let's work around the Fayetteville defensive lineman.
Yep, Gomez out in right field. Cesar Hernandez, the center fielder. Oliver Carrillo is in left. Chase Jaworski over at third today. Wander Luciano gets his second start at short on the season. Alberto Hernandez is at second. Juan Santander, the first baseman. Will Bush back in the lineup doing the catching.
So first AB for Compton. Given the day off yesterday, returns to the heart of the order today. One of Augusta's top bats on the year. Compton batting 297, switch hitter that is, from the left side. 11 doubles leads the team. He has three home runs and 26 RBIs. Also drawn 26 walks, limited the strikeouts to 32. 1-0 pitch coming. Compton swings and misses a little early on a Pecco breaking ball. Ethan Pecco brings a five-pitch mix to the plate, four-seam fastball, cutter, along with a sweeper, changeup, and curveball. You have a couple of starters today in Pecco and Cade Keeler who throw a ton of off-speed stuff, deep repertoires. Look down to second, the 1-1. Compton hits it off the end of the bat, rolls it foul towards the third base on deck circle where Will Verdung stands. And Pecco gets ahead of another batter, one ball and two strikes on Compton, a Summit, New Jersey native. Compton, an undrafted free agent signing out of Georgia Tech following the 2023 college season. Pecco working out of the stretch. He sets at the chest. Long pause, the left leg kick, the pitch. Strikes him out swinging. Fastball high and tight. Ties up Drew Compton for out number two. And a second quick strikeout for Ethan Pecco. Two gone for Will Verdung.
Showing a lot of confidence there, Ethan, is throwing that fastball up and in on a formidable batter in Compton, 92 miles an hour, so it's not the hardest fastball in the league, but anything up and in, it's going to be tough to get your hands around. Well located.
Will Verdung stands in, righty out of Jackson, Tennessee. First pitch up and outside. It is 1-0. Green Jackets lineup entering today is last in the Carolina League in combined batting average, slugging percentage, OPS as well, but they got it to click yesterday, a 10-0 win. 13 hits along the way as well. We'll try to pull some of that Saturday momentum into Sunday. The 1-0 taken low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Woodpecker's goal going into this homestand, though, was got to get a series victory. It would You considered coming up short if Fayetteville can't pull it out today. Split with Augusta, the team below them in the division, while they try and make up ground on Columbia and Kannapolis. Pitch is in the zone on the 2-0. Verdung watches it go by. Two balls and a strike on the righty.
And yet one more interdivision series next week against Columbia. Then you're back to playing North Division opponents again with Salem and Delmarva at Segra.
Sanchez off of second. The pitch home. Swings and misses. Ramped it up with the cut fastball to the outside part against the righty. Two balls, two strikes on Verdung. Well, Verdung attended the community college level in Mississippi, drafted in the 13th round last year by Atlanta. Pecco looks to second, throws the 2-2, runners going, the pitch is inside, Bush's throw down to third is in time. Jaworski drops the tag on Sanchez, diving headfirst into the bag, and Will Verdung has the bat taken out of his hands. He'll begin the second inning in a fresh count. Ethan Pecco faces the minimum thanks to his catcher, Will Bush, and the strong throw from behind the plate. We go to the bottom of the first inning. The Woodpeckers send Jaworski, Gomez, and Correo to the plate. When we come back, no score in Fayetteville.
Let's make some noise for Bunker. Hey, fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score six runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on three. One, two, three.
On the mound for the Green Jackets, Cade Keeler. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number one, Chase Jaworski.
Augusta goes quietly in the top of the first. They strand a runner. A runner gets thrown out trying to steal to close the inning at third base. And now it's time for Cade Keeler to take the mound in Fayetteville, about 40 minutes down the road from where he pitched his college ball for Campbell University in the Camels program. Spins a breaking ball on the inner half to Jaworski. Swings and misses, 1-1 on the Woodpeckers' leadoff hitter. Kenny Gomez and Oliver Carrillo round out the top three. Juan Santander, Alejandro Nunez, and Wander Luciano are the four through six. In the bottom three are Cesar Hernandez, Will Bush, and Alberto Hernandez, the starting nine for second-year manager Ricky Rivera. Keeler, Wines throws the 2-1, misses a little bit low with the pitch, and it's 3-1. Second-round compensatory pick last year, 70th overall in the 2023 draft out of Campbell, the 3-1 now. Is just off the inside of the plate. Five-pitch walk issued to Chase Jaworski. And he'll head to first. Leadoff man aboard. Fayetteville's top base stealer as well, Jaworski. In steps the lefty, Kenny Gomez. Keeler 1-4 with a 3.60 ERA. Today, his eighth appearance. All starts for Augusta in over 30 innings. He's walked 15 and struck out 29 on the year. Here comes the pitch to Gomez. And a little bit low on the first one. One ball and no strikes to Gomez. Some of the local college baseball fans, especially Campbell fans in the area, have circled today on the calendar to make their way down to Fayetteville and check out their former Friday night starter, who is the cornerstone of their team last year that went to the Columbia Regional. Pitch fouled back into the screen by Gomez, and it's one ball and one strike.
Yeah, some splotches of orange throughout this crowd. Of course, yeah. Some Campbell orange, some Houston Astros orange.
Keeler working out of the stretch with Jaworski leading short off of first. He'll pivot around and throw to first to check up on Chase. And Jaworski able to dive back in. Chase on the season has swiped 16 bases, a team high in 20 total attempts. Gomez ready for the 1-1. Jaworski moving on the pitch. Gomez swings away and hits a deep one foul onto the roof of Bagwell's Burgers down the right field line. A ball and two strikes on Kenny Gomez. Keeler is coming off a four-inning outing at home against Kannapolis last time around. He only gave up a couple of earned runs but didn't have much run support behind him. He suffered the loss but didn't walk anybody and struck out three. Gomez swings and flies it out into fairly shallow right. Kern sprinting in, goes into a dive and makes the catch. High-level play by the Augusta right fielder. Kern needed every step as he sprinted forward. Last second laid out and made the chest-high grab. Sprawling out on the grass for out number one. Jaworski hustles back to first base.
Let's take a quick look at the rest of the Augusta defense. Kern in right, Isaiah Drake in center, P.O. Boucher the left fielder. Cam McGee is at third. Liker Figueroa is at short. Luis Sanchez the second baseman, Drew Compton at first, and Harry Owen doing the catching.
So Carrillo standing in, gets ahead 1-0. Fayetteville left fielder, leading home run man and RBI threat. First pitch, or second pitch fastball that is, a changeup rather from Keeler. And it's one ball and one strike. Carrillo has combined for a 4-for-13 series with a couple of doubles and three RBIs. Bounces this ball softly up along third, where it's scooped up by Woodpeckers bench coach Jeff Calhoun, coaching over at third base today. Robbie Kellerman, bullpen catcher and catching coordinator, works with all the Fayetteville catchers. He's over at first base today. I think they have Fernando Caldera out in the bullpen as the catcher to warm up the guys for this one. Pivoting another checkup on Jaworski.
I think that combo might be the strongest duo of base coaches in the Carolina League.
Pitch to Carrillo, and he chases outside. The slider from Cade Keeler strikes him out. And there's two gone in the Woodpecker first inning. Juan Santander gets ready to stand in.
We should see if they get Jaworski moving again now with two outs. They tried getting him on the move with Gomez at the plate. Stays put with Carrillo, and credit to Keeler. He does a nice job of getting the ball home quickly. Doesn't waste much time going through the stretch.
Keeler set above the belt, kicks and fires, and a fly ball lifted out of play down the right field side by Santander. A lot of pitching prospects in the Atlanta system. Cade Keeler ranks as the number 8 overall prospect amongst Atlanta's top 30, according to MLB.com, and got a quick taste of Carolina League baseball last year after signing pro. Pitch fouled back by Santander. He's down in an 0-2 hole. And Keeler looked really good just in a short stint in 2023, combined for 7 innings of work over 2 starts and did not give up a run. He walked 4, struck out 8, and makes his return in 2024, trying to pitch his way to the next level, the Rome Emperors, the High A ball club. Fastball fouled back, 92 miles an hour from Keeler, and Santander stays alive in an 0-2 count.
That's a brave system. Top 5 all right-handed pitchers.
Yeah.
MLB pipeline, a bunch of guys that we've seen over the last couple of seasons. AJ Smith-Shawver, Spencer Schwellenbach at number 3, got a chance to see him pitch as well. Owen Murphy at number 5.
Right. And the youngest of the group is J.R. Ritchie in the top 5 as well. The 0-2 coming, bounced up along third and foul. Jeff Calhoun, of course, a former Campbell University coach. He was a part of the coaching staff last year that went to the regional, and I know him and Cade have had the opportunity just to talk throughout the week and catch up a little bit as they find themselves on the opposite sides now, with Jeff Calhoun working as the Fayetteville bench coach, transitioning over to the pro level, and Cade now in the Atlanta system. But cool to see so many Campbell University alums sprinkled across the pro level now. 1-2 pitch, Bouncing ball towards the middle to his left from short, but it's the second baseman Sanchez crossing over to make the backhanded snag and the throw to first in time to get Santander. Looked like it was going to be Figueroa's ball the entire way, but Sanchez shows off the range from second. The Woodpeckers strand a runner on after the leadoff walk, and we're scoreless after one today in Fayetteville. 0-0 between the Woodpeckers and the Green Jackets.
Post game. Stick around after the final out for some Sunday fun. USA Baseball returns to Segra Stadium this summer. Come watch Team USA take on Chinese Taipei on June 29th as part of the Friendship Series and on July 4th for the Stars and Stripes game. Tickets are going fast, so get yours today. Ethan Pecco. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Green Jackets, the designated hitter, number 8, Will Verdong.
Ethan Pecco back to the mound after a scoreless first inning. Will Verdong gets a fresh count and leads off his second. He was at the plate when Luis Sanchez was thrown out at third trying to steal, ending the first. So Verdung, the cleanup hitter, leads off and takes a high fastball for a ball, 1-0. Verdung, Cam McGee, who had a big 4-RBI day yesterday, he's on deck, and then Laker Figueroa. Hard hit ground ball through the left side. Luciano couldn't get it with a lunge, and it's out into left field. So Verdung starts out the second inning with a single. Second Augusta hit comes against Pecco. Luciano over at shortstop today. There was a late flip-flop of defensive positions prior to the game. Luciano, who was originally going to DH, put over at shortstop. Jaworski moving over to third. Alejandro Nunez DHs today. And Alberto Hernandez gets the start at second base. He was originally going to play over at short, but we get a chance to see Luciano play the shortstop position today, so it'll be interesting to observe. Lefty Cam McGee stands in, and he's in an 0-1 count. Homered on his birthday yesterday. Here's the pitch. Swings and misses at the 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Pecco. Quickly, 0-2. That was a 3-run home run that he put into the rocking porch yesterday. Second row of seats. Gave it a good ride. Shortstop Luciano towards the middle. Jaworski off of the line at third against the lefty. Pecco sets and fires. McGee fouls it back into the screen. Stays 0-2.
These Green Jackets, they have guys in this lineup that have the potential to be consistent hitters at this level and beyond. It just hasn't really come together as a team throughout the first 2 months of the season. But you see Verdung having a great week. McGee, the big performance he had yesterday, Compton, Jace Grady not in the lineup. Pieces are there for this to be a really good offensive team.
The 0-2. Low and outside. McGee takes, and it's a ball and two strikes. McGee stands in batting .283 after his good day at the plate yesterday. He had a couple of singles as well. Along with that home run, it was his first three-hit game as an Augusta Green Jacket, dating back to some time last year as well. The set and the pitch. He takes just outside, 86-mile-per-hour change of speed for Pecco. It's a two-ball, two-strike count on McGee. He has a double as well, up to season RBI total to 9. with the four RBI performance last night. Short leadoff at first for Will Verdung. Pecco straightens up, pitches. A check swing on a low breaking ball. They appeal, and they'll say he went. Base umpire Cameron Jones brings up McGee. And now number one in the second inning is Pecco's third strikeout of the day.
That's a 50-50 call right there. Very difficult. Even with two umpires, it's really hard to tell in the moment just how far someone's bat goes. I think that one could have gone either way, but hey, Pecco will take it, adding to his already impressive strikeout total on the year.
One out, man at first. No score in the top of the second for Laker Figueroa. First pitch to him, fouled away. Figueroa batting 212, and tonight playing in his 20th game of the season for Augusta. Three doubles and a triple, but no home runs, three RBIs, the big strikeout to walk differential. Just three walks, 29 strikeouts on the season for the righty. Big gap on the right side of the diamond now. Hernandez shifted towards the middle from second. Fastball runs upstairs on Pecco, and it's 1-1 on Figueroa, the Venezuelan native. Figueroa signing his international contract with the Braves in 2022. The 1-1 now. High again. Two balls and a strike on Figueroa. Ethan Pecco is on a fantastic stretch of either shutout pitching or one-run pitching. He has not allowed multiple runs since all the way back on April 28th here at home against Down East. Next pitch draws the swing and miss. A high fastball at 92 miles an hour that squares the count at two balls and two strikes. Gave up just two earned runs in all of May, coming off the four scoreless against this Green Jacket lineup on Tuesday behind Jackson Nezu. He closed out a 14-2 game, rare opportunity to get a save in a 12-run contest. 2-2 the count. Big gap on the right side of the diamond still. The runner's going. The pitch is hacked at and missed. Bush's throw down. One hops into Hernandez's glove, but the tag is not in time. Hernandez tried to swipe the tag right on the back heel of Verdung, diving headfirst into second. Throw was just a little bit late. Verdung gets the stolen bag, but Figueroa's strikeout. Out number two of the inning. Number four already for Pecco, and here's Cade Kern.
Fayetteville pitching do what they do best. Yesterday, even in a 10-0 loss, they struck out 15 batters.
Bryan, Ohio native Cade Kern, the former Ohio State Buckeye, is ready. Almost got hit. Changeup missed inside. 1-0 on Kern. He had the day off yesterday. He was actually over coaching at first base, Cade Kern. So they had another job for him during the Saturday victory. Kern 2-for-10. When he's been in the lineup this week with a couple of RBIs, four strikeouts, and he has good speed when he gets on. Three stolen bases. Verdung off of second. No score in the top of the second inning. A high pitch on the 1-0. And Kern jumps ahead. Two balls and no strikes. Ethan Pecco at 33 pitches through his first five outs of the day. Season-long outing for him was five innings on the road against Salem back on May 22nd. Low and outside fastball misses. Three balls and no strikes on Cade Kern.
Some fans who tune into Tuesday's game might say, you know, Pecco feels kind of inefficient right now. That's because he needed 44 pitches to go four innings.
Yeah. Used the defense behind him quite a bit, but also racked up six strikeouts. Had a season-high 9 Ks in that Salem game we mentioned. High fastball and a four-pitch walk to Cade Kern. So Kern only batting 178 on the year. It's a guy you want to go right after, pepper the zone with strikes, but gets away from Pecco. Two-out walk extends things for Harry Owen. Runners at first and second for Owen.
Fastball, maybe a little late release a few times here from Pecco, trying to get it on top of the strike zone, overpower these Augusta hitters, but he's missing his release point a little bit as opposed to what we saw on Tuesday. The good thing here, though, two outs, plenty of ways to get out of this inning. He's going to have to go right after this bottom third of the Augusta lineup.
So Owen standing in. He's ready. A 0-95 hitter in seven games. Eighth appearance of the season today. And the first pitch is called a strike right on the outside edge of the zone. Trackman actually had that as a ball, but the zone stretching a bit for Pecco. He gets the call ahead of Owen, nothing and one.
I think we're finding out quickly this week, Chappie, that both Bush and Caldera are very elite at framing the strike zone.
Yeah, they've stolen a lot of strikes on the edges. Here's the 0-1. Fouled straight back and over the screen. Quickly nothing and two as Pecco gets ahead. Owen in the series 1-for-7 with an RBI and three strikeouts. He's the second catcher on the roster with Dawson Diamond getting the bulk of the starts this week. They have a third catcher, but he's on the IL. That's Jacob Godman, a former Oral Roberts ball player. Pecco checks the runners, throws the 0-2, misses outside with the sweeper. One ball and two strikes on Owen.
Godman probably played with Jackson Lofton back in the day.
Good chance there was some overlap there. Yeah, Godman. I believe he's still traveling with the club. 24-year-old catcher originally born in Las Vegas. They're currently on the IL. 1-2 pitch, a check swing foul ball from Owen towards the first base on deck circle, and he'll keep the count alive. Pecco's been forced to throw quite a few pitches in this second inning. He's up to 40 now with that foul ball. At second is Verdung. At first is Kern. Here's the pitch, and he strikes out Owen swinging. Fastball to the outside part got him. A laborious second, but Ethan Pecco hangs another zero and strands a pair of Augusta runners on his fifth strikeout of the day. We head to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be the 5-6 and 7 of Nunez, Luciano, and Cesar Hernandez coming to the plate when we return to Segra Stadium.
Log on right now by selecting Go Segra. Hey fans, take a look at the video board. These two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Hey, show us those tumblers. So cool, just like Coolidge. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 10, Alejandro Nunez.
Alejandro Nunez leads off the Fayetteville second inning. We're scoreless in the bottom half as Cade Keeler returns to the mound. Pitching down the road here in Fayetteville from his Campbell University program, and definitely some Campbell fans in attendance to watch Cade here in Fayetteville as the pitch is inside to Nunez, and it's 1-1. Woodpeckers stranded a runner off a leadoff walk, Jaworski in the first. It'll be Nunez, Luciano, and Cesar Hernandez here. Strike two delivered by Keeler. One ball and two strikes. I think the ticket request list was pretty lengthy for Cade Keeler pregame today. 1-2 drifts outside. I know there's some Campbell University media folks as well that are out here just to cover Cade. And we've had a few opportunities like this throughout the years in downtown Fayetteville to see some of the local ball players come and pitch as pros. A pop fly hit out into shallow center field. Figueroa had a tough angle on it, and it drops over his head. Little flare for Nunez leads off the second inning.
That strong week continues for Alejandro. He's hit the ball extremely well. Now 7 hits and 19 at-bats. In fact, singles have been hard to come by for Alejandro. Out of the 7 hits, 5 of them have been for extra bases. Wasn't trying to do too much there. Just put something in play, and it drops into shallow left center.
Now it's Wander Luciano into the right side. First pitch low and outside for ball one. Luciano hitting .209 over 44 games, 7 doubles, 2 home runs, and 15 RBIs. 24 walks and 45 strikeouts as well. The pitch from Keeler hacked at and missed. A big swing by Luciano, and he was just over top of the splitter. Fastball, splitter, slider, the 3-pitch mix for Keeler. But you look over his scouting report, and they talk about his ability to throw upwards of 7 or 8 pitches on any given night, what the scouting report needs. The official mix, though, has him as the fastball, splitter, slider. 2-1 as Luciano took the breaking ball low and away. Augusta giving up the whole right side. So the next pitch is popped up out towards third base side, foul ground. Keeler sprinting over, gives way to McGee, and he makes the catch in that third base coach's box to retire Luciano for the first out. Nunez holding it first.
Been a bit of a rough week for Luciano at the plate, but he hasn't struck out a lot. In fact, strikeout yesterday is the only time he's fanned this week, so seeing him cut down on the punch out go a long ways to turning him into, you know, the hitter we saw in the FCL last year.
Now it's Cesar Hernandez, and he whiffs at a low and outside fastball. Didn't look ready for that pitch. Kind of gave it a 30% swing or so. So nothing and one on Cesar Hernandez, batting .218. Tonight, his 30th game with the Woodpeckers. Lines it out into the opposite field. Boucher squares it up and makes the catch about 20 feet short of the warning track to retire Hernandez. 2 quick outs for Cade Keeler. It'll bring up Will Bush. As I was touching on a moment ago, though, we've had the opportunity to see some of these local talents come to Fayetteville as pros over recent years. I think back to when DJ Herz came to town, former Terry Sanford high school pitcher in the area, went professional with the Chicago Cubs out of high school and made his way here to Fayetteville with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. I think that was in the 2022 season. He actually threw 6 scoreless against the Woodpeckers in that game and brought a huge fan base out to the park with him. So he is the Fayetteville ties. Keeler, Campbell University kid, a guy who also pitched for the U.S. Collegiate National Team, which is really where his draft stock rose, where the scouts got to take a good look at him and turned himself into a second-round compensatory pick on top of his huge numbers as the Friday night starter last year for the Camels. Finished 4th in Campbell University program history with his 243 total strikeouts. Bush grounds it up the middle. The pickup by Figueroa and the throw to first retires Bush. A second scoreless for Cade Keeler tonight gets us to the third inning. Nothing-nothing. Woodpeckers and Green Jackets continues in a moment from downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina.
It's time for T-shirts. Get on your feet and make some noise for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss.
But that just ain't
back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Ethan Pecco.
No score between the Woodpeckers and the Green Jackets. Series conclusion from Segra Stadium. We're in the top of the third. Ethan Pecco is back on the mound, and now let's send it over to Colin Casey for the play-by-play.
Thank you so much, Andrew Chapman. Pecco through two scoreless so far, five strikeouts for the former Towson Tiger. He'll face off against P.O. Boucher. And the first pitch is breaking ball in there for a strike. Pierre Olivier Boucher from Lévis in Quebec, getting his third appearance of this series. The left fielder, the check swing, but he held his bat back for a ball. Shea, the 10th round pick last year out of Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, Illinois. Check swing, and it's a strike two called. Spent two seasons there, though, Southern Illinois. Hit 331, 16 homers, 43 runs batted in the Missouri Valley Conference. Swing and a miss, and that's half a dozen punch outs for Pecco, one time through the order. So, see how his pitch count is, but right now he's on pace to perhaps threaten the nine strikeouts he had in his last start against Salem. One away, back to the top of the order, Isaiah Drake coming up. 93 miles an hour on that last fastball, so Velo staying in a good spot. Couldn't have located it much better, and Drake's going to lay down a bunt, already charging Jaworski, bare hands, throws to first in time. Now the Woodpeckers' defense had that one snuffed out. Drake struck out swinging his first time around, wanted to get one in play. And Jaworski, who's not a natural third baseman, certainly had us fooled right there.
Well, your best chance of being successful with that is by doing what Drake just did. It, first pitch, and you try and sneak it as a lefty, get up the line. You know, Drake struggled to make contact all week, so why not try for the bunt single? But I don't know if it was scouting or just a tip from the dugout, but Chase was ready, and his pre-pitch positioning helped him make that play.
So it's a quick first two outs for Pecco. Misses outside on Luis Sanchez, who doubled against him the first time around down the right field line. One of two hits surrendered by Pecco. Overcooks another fastball, 2-0. Pecco pitching in the Colonial Athletic Association. That was the conference for Towson. Schools up and down the East Coast here in the U.S. 2-0, a little bit low. And Sanchez might have the red light on here. Pecco gets his sign, the 3-0. Is in there for a strike. And Ethan was able to shine on some Towson teams that finished towards the bottom of the standings the last couple of seasons he spent there. So he was really a diamond in the rough with that program. Houston picks him in the sixth round, and boy, have they hit on him the last couple of months, at least what we've seen here, as he locates one at the bottom of the strike zone to fill the count on Luis Sanchez. Goes to show you, even in programs where the wins and losses aren't there, still plenty of talent that can make it at the minor league level. Pecco looking for his seventh strikeout in a 1-2-3 inning, and he's got it. Challenge fastball at 94 miles an hour, and Sanchez can't catch up to it. Three scoreless innings for Ethan Pecco. He sets down Augusta in order. And we're on to the bottom of the third inning. Still scoreless from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Make some noise and let us know where you're sitting.
also like to give a special shout out to everyone celebrating their birthday with us this evening. Look at the big board. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to our very own Pistol Pete, Pete Subsera. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman.
Alberto Hernandez gets his first at-bat of the evening, and he takes strike one from Cade Keeler on the outside corner. No score between the Woodpeckers and the Augusta Green Jackets. Series finale, Woodpeckers with a 3-2 advantage coming into today's ballgame. 1-1 on Hernandez. Playing at second base today for manager Ricky Rivera in his 34th game of the season. Hits it on the ground, and it's through the backhanded glove of Sanchez into shallow center field. A little bit too casual for Luis Sanchez, and Hernandez is on. Third straight inning. The Woodpeckers have the leadoff man aboard.
Augusta's defense yesterday didn't betray them. Actually helped them win the game in much sense. They made a bunch of plays that helped kill Woodpeckers' innings, but it just got under Sanchez. He was right on top of it and picked the glove too early.
First error of the ball game goes to the Augusta Green Jackets as Chase Jaworski swings at the first pitch and lifts it a mile high into shallow right. Sanchez is called off by Kern, and the right fielder has it for out number one. So quick rebound there for Keeler after the miscue from his second baseman. Gets the pop out. Kenny Gomez, who flew out to right his first time up, get another opportunity. That was when Kern made that nice diving catch, and he rips this one down the right field line. Fair ball into the corner. Past the dive of Compton, rounding third, heading for home Hernandez. The throw will go to second base. Meanwhile, Gomez trying to go to third. He is tagged out, but he will be credited with an RBI double, and the Woodpeckers take a 1-0 lead in the third. 101 miles an hour off the bat, just inside the right field line.
Yeah, good send home by Jeff Calhoun. He was halfway down that line, windmilling around Hernandez. Alberto got a good read on that ball since it was hit towards him over towards first base, and he also had Kern a little bit towards the alleyway, so he had a long run to get over there. Can't blame Gomez for trying to stretch three, but just get that run in.
It is Kenny's team-leading 11th double of the season. Oliver Carrillo takes a fastball outside from Keeler. So Woodpeckers strike first for the fourth time in six games this week. Carrillo way out in front of the off-speed from Keeler. Of course, one of the big themes that Chappie and I have brought up numerous times across the week is how important that first run has been for the Woodpeckers this year. And they are 17-5 when getting that first run. Pitch misses down and in. More specifically, 9-1 at Segra Stadium when they open the scoring. Two balls and a strike on Carrillo, who went down on strikes his first time around. Keeler misses a little bit low and outside. Game number 51 of the season for the Woodpeckers, 24-26 record. 3-1, Carrillo is sitting off speed, and again, Cade Keeler gives him some breaking stuff. That run right now unearned for Keeler. And the payoff pitch misses low, ball four. Second walk surrendered by Keeler. And maybe some two-out magic here for Fayetteville as Carrillo heads down to first. Juan Santon there will get a chance.
We talked about how Cade Keeler's record doesn't really represent the type of year he's having, the 1-4 record, you know, a tough luck unearned run ultimately in this third inning.
A ground ball up the middle. Might have gotten a piece of Keeler, but it went right to Luis Sanchez, who tags second base bag to retire Carrillo and end the inning. But an RBI double from Kenny Gomez gives the Woodpeckers a 1-0 edge as we head to the fourth from Segra Stadium. You're tuned in to the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's time for the Blanton's Frozen T-Shirt Contest. Let's head down to Dom on the dugout with our contestants. Take it away, Dom.
Thanks, Ray. So Coolidge and Bunker and I are down here with Heather and Adrian, and what I need you guys to do is to beat these shirts to the point where they're not frozen anymore and you put them on. So the first one that wins or gets it on wins. You guys ready? You guys ready? 3, 2, 1, and go! Oh, okay, so Heather came to play no games. Get it on, get it on! You guys cheer him on, let's go! Go, 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 go! Come on, come on, come on, we just need her to put it on, guys! We just need her to put it on! Oh, we're so close for a winner right now. Go, 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 go! Woo! All right, you guys, give it up for Heather! That was brought to you by Blanton's Heat and Air and Electricity. Back to you guys up front.
You want paradise, but someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Ethan Pecco. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Green Jackets, the first baseman, number 34, Drew Compton.
Well, Ethan Pecco returns to the mound in the top of the fourth inning with a lead, 1-0 Fayetteville. Time called as baseball got away out in right field. Kenny Gomez, who's responsible for the opening run, an RBI double in the bottom of the third, flips it back up into the stands, and Drew Compton digs into the batter's box for the Green Jackets. Heart of the order due up for Augusta. They have gotten a couple of runners on against Ethan Pecco, but have not been able to break through as Pecco starts off the inning with a fastball perfectly located on the inside border. Compton, one of seven strikeout victims so far for Ethan. Just over 50 pitches into his outing. 1-0 changeup down and away. 9 strikeouts on the road last week against the Salem Red Sox. It was a career high. Certainly within reach this Sunday afternoon in his home confines. From the windup, the 1-1. Really good breaking ball outside corner. Pecco got a chance to pitch in a few games the end of last year after he was drafted by Houston. Certainly took his lumps, but a full offseason has done wonders for his game. Fastball brushes Compton off the plate. Been numerous instances over the last few years, Chappie, where we've seen guys maybe struggle a little bit in August and September. Offseason rolls around, they return to Fayetteville for their first full season of professional baseball and has made a world of difference as this ball is lined in the shallow center field. It drops for a hit. Coming to pick it up is Cesar Hernandez, but it is the third hit of the ball game for Augusta. Compton leads off the fourth with a base hit. Back to my point, though, Joey Loperfido, a really good example of that in the field where he first arrived in 2021. Certainly wasn't the start he was looking for after being drafted out of Duke by Houston, but came back for 2022, and let's just say he certainly wasn't in Fayetteville all that long with the way he was hitting the ball in the first half of the season. High fastball to Will Verdung is outside.
Yeah, Pecco just a little bit younger than the guys that have already been bumped up to Asheville this year. You think about James Hicks and Derek True, who put together strong starts in April. Pecco, one of those guys that just needs probably a few more reps, a little more time working with Zach Wilkins at this level, but may very well find himself in an Asheville jersey sooner than later.
Verdung swings and misses. Speaking of Asheville, they were unable to get going today. Their series finale at McCormick was rained out against the Greensboro Grasshoppers, IA affiliate of Pittsburgh. Game will not be made up. 1-1, fouled straight back. His next pitch will be number 60 for Pecco. Capped right around the mid-70s, so he can get through the rest of this inning relatively quickly. Perhaps an opportunity to go into the fifth. Compton leads off of first. The 1-2 to Verdung. Swung on and missed. Eighth punch-out for Ethan Pecco. He is one shy of a season and career high that he set last week in Salem. One down.
And he's on pace to do it right now. He's got just the one out in the fourth inning. He needed the five complete innings in Salem to get nine his last time around. This is turning into a big, big day with the swing and miss.
He's faced 13 batters. He's struck out eight of them. Cam McGee coming up. He went down on strikes the first time around. Pitch misses upstairs. He's struck out eight different batters, too. So all unique. The only one who is not fanned is Cade Kern, currently standing in the hole. One nothing Woodpeckers, despite being out hit 3-2. Check swing, and McGee went around. 1-1. He was called out on strikes after a check swing in the second inning. So consistently that appeal has been a strike, according to field umpire Cameron Jones. Shortstop Luciano playing almost directly behind second base. The 1-1. This is high. Green Jackets will be returning home next week. They will begin a six-game series with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in a battle of South Division opponents. 2-1. Fastball a little bit off the plate. And Pecco in danger of issuing what would be his second walk. Lakecare Figueroa waiting on deck. Woodpeckers trying to win their first series since late April here at Segra against Down East. 3-1, and Pecco peppers the zone right down the middle on the fastball, full count. We'll see if Compton's in motion. 3-2, one out, runner on first. Very common situation that the opposition will try and get a man in motion. Not a very big lead, though, off of first for the first baseman. Payoff pitch, and Pecco picks up strikeout number 9. Blow-away fastball, top of the zone. And McGee could not catch up to it. What an outing for Pecco as he ties his career high.
Yeah, you know he wants more. He wants that nice round number of 10 if he can get there. His fastball today has been consistently quick, right around 93 miles an hour. He's getting the swing and miss high in the zone, low in the zone, on the edges, placing it wherever he wants.
Lakecare Figueroa, breaking ball, hit in the air to straightaway center field, jogging in Hernandez, jogging out the other Hernandez, and Cesar the one who makes the catch to end the inning. So after the leadoff single for Compton, three straight retired by Pecco, he ties a career high in strikeouts. We'll see if he gets a chance at 10 in the fifth. But in the meantime, we go to the bottom of the fourth. Fayetteville 1, Augusta nothing. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Louder!
Alejandro Nunez leads off the bottom of the fourth inning against Cade Keeler. Second-round pick for the Atlanta Braves with a first pitch fouled straight back by Nunez, who dropped one into shallow center field. One of two hits surrendered by Keeler. 1-0 lead for Fayetteville. Four scoreless innings from Ethan Pecco. 9 strikeouts for the Woodpeckers starter as Nunez foul tips it off the mitt of Owen. Nothing in two. Keeler with the one unearned run allowed last inning after Kenny Gomez doubled in Alberto Hernandez, who reached on a fielding error by second baseman Luis Sanchez. Keeler winds, kicks, and fires. High fastball fouled back again. Of course, Keeler going to Campbell just down the road, but he also grew up in Waxhaw, North Carolina, which is 2.5 hours down the road, west of Fayetteville. Swing and a miss. Nunez down on strikes. Just the second strikeout for Keeler. One up, one down. Wander Luciano coming up. Born in Matthews, which was directly north of Waxhaw, between Waxhaw and Charlotte. First pitch to Luciano, misses outside. So right on the border of North and South Carolina. Breaking ball in there for a strike as Keeler hits the half-century mark on the day, pitch count-wise. One ball, two strikes. Anyone who's wondering what that noise was, that was a fly that just came right up to our crowd mic.
A bee hanging out on the crowd mic.
Happens from time to time. 1-2, fouled straight back.
That is not a place where you can create your hive.
Yeah.
Mr. B.
Maybe you just had something to say about our performance trying to catch that foul ball last night.
Could be fair, yeah. Had to throw that dig my way. All right. Fair enough.
2-2. Hey, 3-for-3 on the t-shirt tosses, so
that's good.
That's what counts. Keeler delivers. Breaking ball. Luciano gets underneath one and sends it into fairly deep left field, but P.O. Boucher moving to his right has it. Cade Keeler, a pair of quick outs here in the fourth. Brings up Cesar Hernandez. Peckers, at the very least, will guarantee that they head back out on the road, still above 500 on the year at Segra Stadium. 13-10 record across 23 games. Hernandez, hard hit ground ball off the diving glove of Compton into right field. Cesar Hernandez denies Keeler of what would have been his first 1-2-3 inning. Another good effort from Compton over at first, but he's 0-for-2 on those dives. And the speed of Hernandez aboard and Will Bush coming up, 105 off the bat for Cesar.
Yeah, that is a loud single. And if it's hit a little softer, maybe Compton's able to knock it down on the infield. That thing just blazed right by him.
First pitch to Bush, misses upstairs. He's jumped the yard twice in this series. His first single-A home run Tuesday. Followed it up with a grand slam on Friday night. Part of a 6-2 win for Fayetteville, but Bush a bit indecisive on that fastball from Keeler, 1-1. Hernandez held on by Compton. He's on the move, and Bush swings away, fouls it back. Woodpeckers last in the league in stolen bases this year. And I think a lot of it directly, as it usually is, correlates with the speed of this team. They do have guys that can run like Hernandez, but not nearly the guys they've had in the past. Bush brushed off the plate. Guys that come to mind, Jackson Lofton, Zach Cole, some of the fastest guys in the organization right now for the Astros, gone on to the upper levels of the system as Hernandez has to dive back safely. Bryce Matthews, another guy who picked up a ton of stolen bases in his brief time with the Woodpeckers in 2023. Joey Loperfido, among others. 2-2, Hernandez moving again, and Bush fouls it off towards his own on-deck circle. lot of the all-time single-season leaders coming in recent years for the Woodpeckers. As Bush stays alive, fouls off yet another right off the press box. But Jackson Lofton destroying the single-season record set by Miles Straw at the Buies Creek Astros. 60 stolen bases for Jackson last year. Bush sends this one in play. It stays on the infield. Keeler can't find it. Figueroa can. And the catch is made by Figueroa to end the inning. So two-out single for Hernandez, but he is stranded there. Woodpeckers have left four on. They take a 1-0 lead onto the fifth inning at Segra as we wrap up the series this week in downtown Fayetteville.
Woodpecker fans, it's time for the Village Family Dental Trike Race. Let's head to the field with Dom. Take it away, Dom.
Hey, Ray. Thank you guys so much for joining us because we've got Jen, Jennifer, and Jennifer from the Dodgers Little League baseball team. We got baseball moms ready to go. You ladies ready? Is the crowd ready? 3, 2, 1, go! All right, so in the red shorts is Jen. We've got Jennifer Swan in the middle taking it. Let's go. And Jennifer in the back. I know, this is so confusing. Come on, ladies, let's go. It looks like Jennifer Swan is taking it. You guys cheer on. Make some noise. All right, it looks like, oh, it's a close one from back here, but Jennifer Swan, that's the Vision Village Family Dental Trike Race winner. Back to you guys up the box.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Ethan Pecco. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Green Jackets, the right fielder, number 4, Cade Kern.
Well, Ethan Pecco's day is done after four innings, but what a day it was. 4 scoreless, 9 strikeouts, tying a season and career high, but right-hander Jackson Nezu takes over on the top of the fifth inning, and taking over on the play-by-play, here's Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you very much, Colin. The first pitch fouled back by Cade Kern. And it is nothing and one. What a day for Pecco. 4 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts, tying that season high. He had a little bit left in the cap tonight. They let him go to about 75. He would have had a chance to face a batter or two more. Try to get to that even 10. But for Pecco, he ties the season high and gives it up to Jackson Nezu. So nothing and two on Kern after a foul ball to the right side. Nezu winding, kicking, throwing. And missing a little bit high for ball one. 1-2 on Kern. Pecco probably would have liked to face Kern a second time as well, because had he struck him out, he would have K'd all 9 batters in the Augusta lineup. Here's a high fly way up there into left field corner. Carrillo tracking it and makes the grab right before the start of the warning track.
Ball got way up there, so he had to really track that one down, but what a luxury it is for the Woodpeckers to go from a guy like Ethan Pecco, who's been one of the best pitchers in the Carolina League over the last 5 weeks, to guy in Jackson Nezu, who comes into today tied for 3rd in the league in strikeouts.
We're also broadcasting live here in the fifth inning on Instagram Live. Head to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Instagram to check out our view from up here in the booth, where we'll chat with you guys and you can tell us about how your day's going. Any comments if you're in park tonight? Ask questions about your Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and we'll be glad to chat with you on Instagram Live as the pitch misses high to Harry Owen And it's one ball and one strike. 0-0 for one, struck out against Pecco in the second inning. Jackson Nezu, the Louisiana Lafayette product, spins it a little bit high, and it's fouled back by Owen. Now 1-2. 1-0 Woodpeckers were in the top of the fifth. Lone run coming on a Kenny Gomez RBI double. Here's the 1-2. Lifted foul off to the right and out of play. Stay where it is on Owen. 1-2. Jackson Nezu enters in today 3-3 on the year, a 5.40 ERA in 10 games and 5 starts. 1-2 pitch dives below the zone, and a good take by Owen evens the count at 2-2. Bobby Evans tuning in to Instagram Live today. He's at the ballpark, he says. Hello, Bobby. And he says his birthday is Saturday. Happy early birthday, Bobby. Owen fouling away the pitch. 2-2. Pio Boucher in the on-deck circle. Augusta's got a nice little bit of production this week offensively out of the bottom hitters of their order. No runs on 3 hits today. It's a slider missed just a little bit low from Nezu. 3-2. Jackson Nezu also coming off a really good May. Not quite the numbers that Ethan Pecco had, but great stuff in the tandem as Nezu struts off of the mound. Out number two as he strikes out Owen. Nezu made it halfway towards the foul line. Thought he had out number three. We'll have to keep on working out there against Pio Boucher.
He's definitely equal to strikeout numbers, though, Pecco's, that is, for Nezu. Each of his last 5 outings has had at least 5 or more.
Here's the lefty Pio Boucher, and the first pitch is down and outside. Someone in the chat saying Jaworski is a beast. Yeah, Jaworski has had some big moments this year. He was all over our top 10 plays video yesterday. A couple multi-home run games, diving catches at shortstop. I think he's the most sought-after autograph amongst all the Woodpeckers players, too, Chase Jaworski. Big curve hacked at and missed by Boucher, and Nezu gets ahead 1-2.
He was down in the tunnel before today's game, signed a bunch of autographs, and had a big smile on his face. He was loving every second of it.
He's playing over at third, off of the line. Luciano towards the middle, getting the start at short. 1-2 pitch, broken bat roller hit to first. Down to Anis Santander to scoop it up. He takes it to the bag himself, and that officially ends the inning for Jackson Nezu. 1-2-3, top of the fifth. We're halfway through it tonight in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers leading the Augusta Green Jackets by a slim 1-0 score.
It's time for the Coldwell Banker Advantage Kiss Cam. Kiss me all night. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. You know I like you a lot. You're about to miss your shot. Kiss Cam. Kiss me all night. Kiss Cam. It was the best dang kiss that I ever had. Except for that. Kiss Cam. After bed, and I knew if I wanted this fun. Kiss Cam. Sooner or later, I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance. Kiss Cam. We gonna do this, oh, I. Kiss Cam. I think you know I love you a lot. I think we gotta be. Kiss Cam.
Mound for the Green Jackets, Cade Keeler. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 11, Alberto Hernandez.
Bottom of the fifth inning, the Woodpeckers leading 1-0 tonight. Win today and they'll clinch the series before heading on the road Tuesday out in Columbia, South Carolina. Alberto Hernandez leads it off. The 1-0 is pulled along the left field line. Long run over for Boucher, and he goes into a tumble to make the catch. Second diving catch by an Augusta outfielder tonight. And P.O. Boucher takes away potential extra bases from Alberto Hernandez. He planted that knee into the ground. It was a rough-looking play, a rough somersault by Boucher, but he comes away with it. He lost the cap. He lost the glasses. Everything went flying. Out number one and back to the top of the order now. Chase Jaworski standing in. First pitch. Tapped foul behind the plate. 0-1.
Been a bit hard on the Green Jackets defense throughout the week with some of the miscues they've had throughout the season. But last couple of games, they've stepped it up big time. Excellent catch out there. And that's something that will certainly go a long ways as the season goes on. If you can kind of work out some of those early season defensive woes.
Line drive shot foul by Jaworski, and he's quickly behind. Nothing and two on Cade Keeler. Former Campbell University Camel out there for his fifth inning of work. Keeler has not completed five innings since April 23rd. And he strikes out Jaworski on three pitches. Wraparound slider working around that outside corner. Keeler picks up his third punch out of the day. Two gone in the Fayetteville fifth for Kenny Gomez.
There's a right-hander throwing in the Green Jackets bullpen, so we'll see if five is the magic number for Keeler, but it's been an otherwise very impressive outing for him, and the only run that came across was unearned.
Yeah, Keeler's thrown a lot of strikes, 47 pitches in the zone out of his 69 so far today. Gomez fouling away the first pitch. Here comes the 0-1. Swings and shoots that foul right to the top of the net. Nothing and two. We are on Instagram Live right now up here in the Woodpecker broadcast booth. Come say hello, Fayetteville Woodpeckers Instagram, to come see our view up in the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth. 70 pitches in, the 0-2 to Gomez is lifted on a fly. Left center field, Boucher and Drake hustling over. It splits the outfielders and rolls into the triangle. Gomez thrown out, trying to stretch a triple earlier. He'll make it in this time. Head first dive and a triple for Kenny Gomez with two outs in the fifth. Second extra base hit for Kenny, a double and now a three-bagger to his line.
And you love to see the confidence of a young player like that. I got thrown out last time trying to stretch it into three, but I'm not hesitating once again. He was flying around second base, and every single stride made the difference. Dives in safely. Kenny Gomez, when he's hitting the ball, one of the most exciting players you'll see. His speed, his power, his ability to hit for average. When it all comes together, it's just beautiful.
Carrillo swings at the first pitch, pulls a fly to left. Boucher cutting to his right, and he makes the sprinting grab up along the warning track to end the Woodpeckers' threat. So Kenny Gomez becomes the first Woodpecker to triple multiple times this season, his second of the year. But he's left 90 feet away down at third, and we will head to the sixth next on Fayetteville Woodpeckers' Instagram and MILB.TV.
Take your hand, my dear, and bless them both in mine.
As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game, Nicole Stiff. There she is, cool as a fan. All right, Nicole.
Told me when I was Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jackson Nezu. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Green Jackets, the center fielder, the Stanley Steamer K batter of the game, number one, Isaiah Drake. Don't live too fast.
Broadcasting live in the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth, Jackson Nezu returns for the top of the sixth inning. We're on Instagram Live as well right now, Fayetteville Woodpeckers Instagram. Nezu pitching with a 1-0 lead. Isaiah Drake leads it off. The Augusta leadoff hitter, top of the order, takes just outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. Drake is 0-for-2. He tried to lay down a bunt back in the third, but Chase Jaworski charged in and made the play. Swings and misses at the next pitch. Low fastball at 91 miles an hour. And it's 2-1. Drake has had a quiet series. He's a combined 1-for-21 with 13 strikeouts. Swings and fouls it back into the screen. So there's been a lot of whiffs to his game, but he also has produced some of the top exit velocities for Augusta this week when he squares it up. I think he had a foul ball that was clocked at 111 earlier in the series. The wind, the kick, and the 2-2. Swings and misses. Low fastball wipes him out. Another strikeout for Jackson Nezu, out number one of the sixth inning.
This is one of those tough matchups for a guy like Isaiah Drake, who has the big power but also the high strikeout rate when you've got a pitching staff like the Woodpeckers, who second in the league in strikeouts. Got a lot of guys that know how to miss bats, and you got two of them today that are the best at it in the league.
So now it's Luis Sanchez, a double and a strikeout today for the righty. And he takes a fastball for strike one. No runs on three hits for the Green Jackets. Kenny Gomez with the RBI double, providing the lone run of the game. Here's a fly lifted out into center. Circling behind it, Cesar Hernandez makes a jogging catch of the shoulder. And that's out number two for Augusta. It'll bring up Drew Compton with the bases clear.
Good to see so far some clean defense on the Woodpeckers' side after some miscues that let this game kind of get out of reach in the 10-0 defeat on Saturday night, but very composed, nobody panicking, and everything looking routine.
Compton ready. Nezu winds and fires. First pitch back out towards center field. This one's deep. Hernandez angling back. He's onto the warning track and makes the jogging grab 10 feet shy of the rocking porch to end a 1-2-3 inning. Nezu out of it quick. Some help from his center fielder, and we go to the bottom of the sixth with the Woodpeckers out in front 1-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Specialist Joel Trammell from San Antonio, Texas. Specialist Trammell enlisted in the Army as a network communication system specialist, but reclassed and is now serving as a UH-60 helicopter repairer. He has been awarded the Army Commendation Medal for his deployment to Germany in support of Operation Assure and Deter, as well as the Army Achievement Award for grief consulting military youth who have lost loved ones in the line of duty. Fans, let's hear it for Specialist Joel Trammell. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers thanks you for your service. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt. This pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Did you know the North Carolina Education Lottery now has digital instants? Which means you can have instant fun and instant wins from your mobile device or computer. Register to play digital instants today for a whole new way to win. Now pitching for the Green Jackets, number 40, Adele Delaunay.
Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, the Janny King cleanup hitter of the game. Number
Juan Santander leads off the Woodpeckers' sixth inning and takes an inside edge strike from New Augusta right-hander. They turn away from Cade Keeler and pivot over to Adele Delone. Delone, the righty, misses just inside, and it's 1-1 on Santander. Slim margins today. One run on four hits, no errors for Fayetteville, no runs on three hits, and one error for Augusta. Delone misses up and outside off a slider. And the count goes to 2-1. Santander on the evening is 0-2 with a ground out to second and a fielder's choice roller. Swings away here and lifts it out into deep center, but playable for Drake. He drifts back a couple of steps, circles underneath, and makes the grab. Santander flies out, one gone. Alejandro Nunez, the lefty, scheduled.
Not bad at all from Keeler today, and just hoping to get a little bit of run support, get him off the hook. It would be a tough fifth loss if he ends up suffering it, because he's pitching like a second-round pick, to say the very least. Atlanta's got to be very pleased with the progress he's made in his first full professional season.
Nunez ready, and the pitch is up and in on him. Turns away from a 89-mile-per-hour cutter, and it's 1-0. Nunez has a hit today, a single in the second. He struck out last time around against Keeler. Next pitch taken for a strike on the low outside edge. So Keeler's final line, five innings, one run unearned, two walks, three strikeouts, drops his season ERA down to 3.09, entered in at 3.60. And Nunez tried to fish it out, comes up empty, and it's a ball and two strikes on the Havana, Cuba native. Nunez now 7-for-19 in the series. Most hits out of any Woodpecker on the week. That pitch was outside of the zone, and the zone expands on Nunez, called strike three. And it's out number two. Trackman had that whole pitch outside the margins.
Yeah, this crew's done a pretty good job all week calling balls and strikes. One of those tough misses, especially in a two-strike count. It's one where Nunez just got to shake his head, go back to the dugout, and know that he's still hitting a pretty, swinging a pretty good bat all week long.
First pitch to Wander Luciano, taken for a knee-high slider and strike one. Wander today has gotten under the ball a couple of times. A fly out to left and a pop out to third. The 0-1 takes a breaking ball low and outside. One ball and one strike on Luciano. Base is clear. Two outs. 1-0 Fayetteville in the bottom of the sixth. New right-hander Delone misses just outside. Two balls and a strike. The numbers for Delone this year, 3-1 with a 4.95 ERA over nine games. Ground ball pulled out to short. It's scooped by Figueroa, stepping a throw to first, a little low, and dug out by Compton to cap a 1-2-3 inning out of the Augusta bullpen. We've played six today in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers holding the 1-0 lead when we come back for the seventh on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, Bally Live, and MILB.TV.
It's time for last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. Fans, make sure you come out to Segra Stadium on June 15th for Margaritaville Night. Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates, and you'll receive a Margaritaville-themed jersey. Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil. Strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell of shrimp there beginning to boil. Wasted away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar salt.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jackson Nazu.
Nothing is sure but this brand new tattoo.
Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Green Jackets, the designated hitter, number 8, Will Verdung.
Will Verdung leads off the top of the seventh inning against Jackson Nazu. He's picking right up where Pecco left off with two scoreless in relief. To take you through the action here in the seventh, let's send it back over to Colin in this 1-0 game.
Thank you, Chappie. Six up, six down so far for Nazu. Breaking ball misses down and outside. On Verdung, who singled and struck out so far, had one of the three hits surrendered by Ethan Pecco. Two singles and then double from Luis Sanchez. That was back in the first. Nazu gets Verdung to pop this one up behind second base. Alberto Hernandez waiting for it to come down, and he's got it for a quick first out. Seven straight retired by Nazu, and that's now 10 in a row set down by Fayetteville pitching. The most reliable pairing in this Woodpeckers rotation is putting together one of their best outings as a group all season long. Fouled straight back. You got Jordan and Pippen, Simon and Garfunkel, and Pecco and Nazu.
Yeah, Clay and Steph, and yeah.
Got a Hall and Oates.
Got a nickname for these two.
0-1. Fastball misses inside. McGee at the plate and struck out both times. First time facing Jackson Nazu, however. His 30th pitch is a really good curveball swung over the top of him. Just been continuously great developed arms towards the bottom of this Houston Astros system as it has been over the last several seasons. 1-2. This is down and in. You look at the group from the 2023 draft class. Pecco, Nazu, and of course the guys who have already gotten called up. James Hicks, Derek True, even further back, Jake Bloss, who's been skyrocketing through the system. Fastball comes in and it glances off the elbow guard of McGee. And it's called a foul ball, or is it? They're saying a hit by pitch. They have said this ball's hit the bat. McGee can't believe it. Winston Sawyer is going to get in on this conversation, and we'll see if the umpires meet here, but Cam McGee was insisting that that ball hit the bat. We'll see if they meet. But Reginald Webb, and now he'll call Cameron Jones on down. I think it did get McGee's elbow. But, of course, it would have made the similar sound as hitting the plastic that it would the wood. See what Cameron Jones has to say. He got into a little bit with Winston Sawyer in yesterday's ball game over right. A strike three on a wild pitch. Chappie's got the replay pulled up. What do you see there?
Still trying to get to the right pitch here, but
there's a long discussion right now between Jones and Webb. One way or the other, someone's going to be upset with the outcome. Right now, McGee is standing halfway between home and first. Maybe eavesdropping a little bit on this conversation.
Yeah, that clearly got him in the elbow guard. That didn't get any part of the bat.
And it will remain a foul ball.
Yeah, I just got the got the freeze frame here, and that gets all forearm. I don't know if just the sound of the guard might have sounded like the bat, and that's what plate umpire was going on, but it's been a tough day for McGee in terms of some of those check swing decisions, and I don't know if we're able to show you that on the broadcast itself, but what we're looking at here in the booth clearly shows the baseball hitting the forearm area of McGee, so a tough break for him.
2-2 is down in the dirt, full count, and we'll see based on the result of this plate appearance. He ends up getting out. That's a tying run that was taken up off the board. Nazu's 3-2, line drive up the middle, and it's into center field. So the umpiring crew looking out for Cam McGee's batting average because he comes through with a single And he's at first base after all that with a hit.
Yeah, you'll take the, like you said, the average bump on top of the OBP bump, too. I think he's had a good couple of days now. A three-hit career performance yesterday and continues the streak here today.
Ends a streak of 10 in a row set down by Woodpeckers pitching, and McGee with his speed over at first base. Nezu, first pitch fastball to Lakehair Figueroa in for a called strike. Figueroa 0 for 2, a strikeout swinging. He's also flown out to center. O-1 is popped up. It'll stay on the infield once again for Hernandez, just in front of the second base bag, secures it for the second out. A lot of fly balls so far from Jackson Nezu, getting these Green Jackets to swing underneath everything. Two down. McGee still at first. Cade Kern coming to the plate. A walk and a fly out for him thus far. Marks one time through the order now for Jackson. Just the one hit allowed. Swing and a miss for strike one. Another good crowd on hand to close out this six-game series between the Astros single-A affiliate and the Braves single-A affiliate. Pitch down and away, 1-1. Woodpeckers will go from Segra Stadium to Segra Park next week down in Columbia, South Carolina, about 2.5 hours southwest of here. 1-1, fouled off to the right. Place that the Woodpeckers went to last year. Did not play Columbia at all in 2022. One of those strange scheduling quirks, but we'll see the Fireflies there and here this year. 1-2, Nezu delivers, fastball up and outside. I'm sure we'll see a lot of bunting with that Fireflies team, as they've been accustomed to doing. For a while now, single-A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, who have gotten off to a tremendous start this year. Runner on the move, the 2-2 is sent skyward down the right field line. Kenny Gomez has room, and he makes the catch in fair territory and flips it into the crowd for another scoreless inning. 7 scoreless by Fayetteville pitching, 3 from Jackson Nezu, and we go to the stretch with the Woodpeckers on top, 1-0 at Segra Stadium. You're tuned in via Bally Live, MILB.TV, and FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Take. Buy me some. So it's root. Peckers. Say it loud. At the old, attaboy, Packers, attaboy. Let's head to the YMCA. We want you to sing this one loud and proud. Let me hear you sing it. Say what? Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 6, Cesar Hernandez.
Bottom of the seventh here at Segra Stadium, bottom third of the Woodpeckers order coming to the plate. Cesar Hernandez takes strike one from Adele DeLone. Fastball's on the outside corner. DeLone, the 23-year-old out of Monte Cristi in the Dominican Republic. This is down and in on Hernandez. Both teams with four hits so far. Fayetteville with the lone run, though, coming back in the third inning. See if it holds up. We've already had one 1-0 game this week that the Woodpeckers pulled out a victory in. Pitch misses down and outside on Cesar. Fayetteville trying to pick up a series victory here in front of their home crowd. Be their third home series victory of the year. Hernandez, fly ball into left. Pierre Oliver Boucher underneath it makes the catch. And that is out number one. So Hernandez moves to 1-for-3. As Will Bush comes to the plate, let's take a look at this day in Woodpeckers history. Only have to go back 365 days. 1 year ago today, June 2nd, 2023, the Woodpeckers were on the road in Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark. As Bush swings the first pitch, a one-hopper to second. Perfectly positioned, Luis Sanchez makes a short throw, two down. The Woodpeckers, last year around this time, they took an early 2-1 lead in that ball game on a Dory Lorenzo two-run home run. They then fell behind 4-2. John Garcia cut the lead to 1 in the eighth on an RBI single. And then Sandro Gastone, three-run double, gave the Woodpeckers the lead for good as Alberto Hernandez spins away from a pitch inside. Bases-clearing double in the eighth inning was enough to power Fayetteville to a 6-5 win over Kannapolis. 1-0. This is down and inside. Hernandez scoring the only run in this ball game. Flying under the radar in that game as well, Nick Swanson. No earned runs allowed over five innings in the start. Slider down and away, 3-0 on Hernandez. Swanson now with high A Asheville, struck out four in that ball game, receiving a no decision. Dory Carrasco picked up the win. 3-0, taking all the way, that's in there for a strike. Down and away, ball four. And after five straight retired by DeLone to start his outing, he issues a two-out walk to Hernandez.
Well, both these pitching staffs have done an exceptional job today of limiting the walks. That's just the third given up by the Green Jackets, only one so far for the Fayetteville pitching corps. And this game could come down to who can capitalize on perhaps a free base runner late in this game.
Chase Jaworski bats for a fourth time. He fouls the first pitch off the inside of his foot. Chase walked in the first. He has since flown out and struck out. A little later, Chappie will take you around the Carolina League scoreboard. These 5:05 starts now on Sunday. A lot of those games already completed by the time we go on the air. A little different than the 2:05 we had last year. Chopped foul down the first base side. Thrilling contest between Carolina and Delmarva.
Yeah.
Earlier this afternoon, that we'll tell you about in the eighth. Of course, give you an update on Kannapolis and Columbia as it's a series finale between the top two teams in the South. 0-2, and Jaworski swings and misses strike three, and on the follow-through, he gets a piece of Harry Owen, and he is down in a heap. Hopefully, Owen is all right, as his manager, Winston Sawyer, out there to check on him. So is Tom Adams, the athletic trainer. And as he is attended to, the inning comes to a close. We'll give you an update on Owen when we come back. Scary scene here at Segra Stadium. 1-0 Woodpeckers. We go to the eighth.
Let's hear it for Harry Owen. It's time to guess that player. Let's go down to the dugout with Dom. Take it away, Dom.
Thanks, Dre. All right, so I'm sitting here with my friend Casey. Casey, how well do you know baseball players?
Pretty well.
All right, so you're not going to have any problem with. You get three guesses as to who the baseball player is by their Little League pitcher. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, let's go. All right, who is that?
Bryce Harper.
Woo! All right. We got one. All right. You ready for the next one?
Yep. That is Mike Trout.
Is it B, Mike Trout? Okay. All right. You know a little bit. Oh, you got help. It's all good. Who is this? Last final one.
Jose Altuve.
Is it A, Jose Altuve? Woo! Let's go! You guys make some noise for Casey. Back to you guys in the booth. Thanks.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jackson Mengzu.
Jackson Nezu back on the mound for the top of the eighth inning. Harry Owen was able to get off the field under his own power, but he is removed from the ball game. So Dawson Diamond will lead off the eighth inning, batting in his place. He takes strike one on the outside corner from Nezu. And to take you through the conclusion on the play-by-play on this Sunday afternoon in downtown Fayetteville, the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. Nezu delivers and places a strike a little bit outside. Zone expands on Diamond, and it's quickly 0-2 on the replacement catcher. Diamond's gotten the majority of the starts on the week, but it won't be a full off day for him as he's called into duty late in a 1-0 ball game. Outside pitch, and the count 1-2 on Diamond. Nezu winds, kicks, and fires, and the pitch fouled straight backwards. By Diamond. Nezu's been working since the fifth inning behind Ethan Pecco, who tied a season high today with 9 strikeouts. We actually have a look at the previous play that caused Owen to leave the game as the pitch is down and outside, something we can show you here. It was just off the follow-through from Chase Jaworski. Here's the that swing.
Oh.
And it just clipped him squarely, and I thought it got him towards the top of the helmet, but it looks like it got him more on the side of the helmet, so in the ear area, which obviously can lead to a lot of equilibrium type of issues and balance problems. And you could tell that Harry Owen had a hard time just balancing himself out. He stayed on a knee for quite some time. High pitch on the 2-2 from Nezu, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes.
And most importantly, though, good to see him walk off the field and head to the back in last game of the series. You want to make sure that it's nothing long term.
Payoff pitch, fouled away. So Nezu's going to have to work for all 6 of these outs. If it is, in fact, him working through the ninth inning, Nezu is at 47 pitches right now, 49 make it. And he does have the gas in the tank. The pitch allotment to try and get through it. Low fastball just out of the zone. A little bit below the knees of Dawson Diamond. And he draws the leadoff walk. So Augusta gets the tying run on base to start the eighth inning. And sends their lefty nine-hitter P.O. Boucher to the plate.
It's really impressive from Diamond. It's not easy to come off the bench cold and draw a walk like that. But really good discipline. Represents a huge run now.
That's actually the first walk that Dawson Diamond has picked up since he was added to the Augusta roster last week. Diamond had no walks, 9 strikeouts coming into that at bat across 18 plate appearances, so he picks up a big time to grab ball 4. Boucher fouling away the first pitch. Nezu out of the stretch, throws. Ground ball pulled to first. Santander has it. He stomps on first base, and his throw to second hits the runner. Diamond slides in safely to second. And Santander's throw was too accurate, if it can be that. Hits the base runner right in the middle of the back after he taps on first and retires Boucher for the first out of the inning.
It's always a tough call, Chappie, right there, whether you want to get the out at second first or force it out at first and then throw and at least get the sure out, but that throw can be a little bit more challenging the further the runner is along the line, and just couldn't get it past him to Luciano.
Right, and Santander fielded that ball so close to the first base bag. All he had to do is step once to his left and get that sure out. It's probably what led to his decision-making there. And Isaiah Drake now fouls the first pitch back, nothing in one. Back up to the top of the Augusta order. Drake has attempted to drop a bunt today. He's 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts. Sprays this one foul off to the left. And it's quickly 0-2 on Isaiah Drake. Now a 1-for-22 series. 14 strikeouts. A guy that Nezu will want to go right after. Ahead 0-2, his set and offer. Just outside. Missed with a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Nezu's allowed just two base runners since he entered this game. A single to Cam McGee in the seventh. The walk to lead off this eighth inning to Diamond. Diamond leads off of second. 1-2 pitch. Strikes out Drake. Took something off with an 80-mile-per-hour changeup. And Drake reached out in front for strike three. 15th strikeout of the series for Isaiah Drake.
Everyone's had a series like that at one point or another in their professional career. All you can do is go right back to it next week. But I've got a lot of confidence in him. They keep him there at the top of the order for a reason, for his speed and his ability to hit the ball hard. Eventually he'll figure it out.
Here's Luis Sanchez. First pitch taken for a strike. Knee high on an 84-mile-per-hour change. Nezu going five innings his last time around. Potentially asking for five more out of him today if he can get the final four outs of this ballgame. Misses outside to Sanchez, and it's 1-1. He had a month of May where he was stretched out quite a bit. In three of his five games, he completed five innings. None better than his five scoreless here at home against Carolina on May 10th. Grounded, fairly shallow towards short. Picked up by Luciano. He throws to first and looking natural over there at the shortstop position. Luciano assists on the final out of the eighth inning. And Jackson Nezu is now through four scoreless out of the Fayetteville pen, holding a 1-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the eighth next on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, Bally Live, and MILB.TV.
One Venture X card, and guess which Capital One wallet it's in at the end. Is it one, two, or three? If you guessed the Capital One Venture card was in wallet two, you're correct. Current Capital One card holders, to take advantage of the great benefits, visit MLB.com/Capital One. And always ask yourself, what's in your wallet? I know he doesn't know. Catching for the Green Jackets, number 49, Dawson Diamond. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 14, Kenny Gomez.
One more chance for the Woodpeckers to add on to their 1-0 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Kenny Gomez, who's driven home the only run today with an RBI double, swings and misses at the first pitch from Adele DeLaunay. DeLaunay threw two scoreless in relief behind the starter, Cade Keeler. Misses off the plate a little low and outside. It's 1-1 on Gomez. Kenny with 5 total bases in the game as well. He tripled in the fifth inning on a deep fly that landed out in the triangle towards that left center field. Carveout gets under this pitch and lofts it out into shallow center. Figueroa drifts out from short, and the shortstop makes the two-handed grab above his cap to retire Gomez. He goes to 2-for-4 on the pop-out. One out in the Fayetteville eighth for Oliver Carrillo. A strikeout, flyout, and walk today for the Woodpeckers' top RBI man.
We've had a lot of these high-scoring games, and then you look at the series looking back. 1-0 win for Fayetteville earlier in the week, and now another 1-0 ball game late today.
Yeah, well, we knew this one would be a pitcher duel, at least on the front end, between Pecco and Keeler. It certainly was, and the bullpens have carried the trend. DeLaunay for Augusta, Jackson Nezu for Fayetteville. Pitch to Carrillo, an 0-1 strike. 82-mile-per-hour changeup on that outer third, and it's quickly 0-2. Carrillo will have to protect. Both sides with 4 hits on the day. Big difference is the one run in the Woodpecker column as a pitch misses down and outside. Fayetteville could potentially enter a tie for second place with Columbia today. They have lost to Kannapolis 5-2 on the road, which would make next week's series in Columbia an interesting one with big-time standings implications. Pitch inside. You would have the 25-26 Woodpeckers against the 24-24 Columbia Fireflies. That's, of course, if the Woodpeckers can hang on here, pull out the victory at home. 2-2 pitch, low and outside, and Carrillo goes from 0-2 down to 3-2 full. On deck, Juan Santander getting into the heart of the Fayetteville order for a fourth time. But those will be make or break 6 games as we pivot from Segra Stadium to Segra Park in Columbia. Payoff, tapped out in front of the plate, trickling foul. Stays full on Carrillo. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Woodpeckers don't have a hit against DeLaunay. Nothing since Kenny Gomez's triple in the fifth against Cade Keeler. They had a chance to bring Gomez home, but Carrillo, this guy here at the plate, flied out to left field. Stranded the runner down at third. Payoff again. Carrillo takes outside. That rolls by the catcher, Diamond. By the way, Diamond defensively stays in the game, replacing the injured Harry Owen. So Carrillo heads to first on just the 3rd walk of the game for Augusta pitching. And here is Juan Santander making the 4th walk of the game. Correction for Augusta tonight. 2 from Keeler, now 2 from DeLaunay. Santander is 0-for-3 with a flyout and a couple of grounders. Up and inside towards the chin, sends him leaning back, and it's 1-0. Santander now 3-for-17 in the series. A little bit of a quiet week for one of the Woodpeckers' most dependable hitters. Fouled back and over the roof, out of play, 1-1 on Santander. If he plays Tuesday in Columbia, that'll officially be the 50th game in Santander's Woodpeckers' career, dating back to his brief stint with the club last year. 1-1 pitch, tipped foul into the glove. Diamond holds on to it. Strike 2. Green Jackets are giving up that entire right side. Sanchez as far over as he can go by the rules towards the middle. 1-2 pitch underneath it, and foul sent backwards out of play to keep it 1-2. So Kannapolis beats Columbia. Seven to two is actually the final score in that one today in Kannapolis. Columbia goes to 24-25 with the loss. 1-2 pitch in off of the plate. Santander steps out, and it's 2-2. Lynchburg beats Salem in Virginia 4-1 the final score, North Division Series. And down east finishes off Fredericksburg with a 9-6 win in Kinston. Santander with a shot up the middle and out into center field. Carrillo heads to second base. And a great two-strike approach for Juan Santander, his first hit of the day. Fourth hit of the series, a line drive right back up the middle off the bat at 96 miles an hour.
Mostly everyone in this lineup that's now 7 of 9 reaching base in this ball game. Good to see guys putting together some strong swings. That being said, the Woodpeckers not put together multiple hits in a single inning yet so far. It's all just been one hit. Of course, just the one run, but so far it is held up. One guy in that dugout right now that would love to see some more coming in, that's Jackson Nezu.
Yeah, he'd love to head back out there for the ninth inning with a little bit of insurance. Diamond the catcher going out there to chat with DeLaunay. This is the first time that the Woodpeckers have put multiple runners on base since the third inning when they had runners at first and second against Cade Keeler. They bring their top hitter this week, Alejandro Nunez, to the plate. His single in the second inning, his seventh hit of the series. Since that point, he struck out in consecutive at-bats. He went down swinging, looking, that is, in the fifth. The sixth inning, pardon me, against DeLaunay. Takes strike one from the right-hander, and it's nothing and one on the lefty Nunez. Santander single puts the Woodpeckers ahead in the hit column 5-4. Nunez takes a hack at it and comes up empty, nothing and two. Charleston leads Myrtle Beach in South Carolina today. They're in Myrtle 7-2, bottom of the third, so a lot of scoring early for the River Dogs. A 5-run top of the third inning in that game. Nunez ready as DeLaunay comes set. The 0-2 strikes him out swinging. Three pitches. And Nunez fans for the third time today. Two gone in the eighth for Juaner Luciano. In a wild game out in Zebulon that you alluded to earlier, Colin. I'll just give you the line scores in that one. Carolina 13 runs, 14 hits, 7 errors. Delmarva 12 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors. Carolina finds a way to win in a game that they walked off in the bottom of the ninth. 13-12, although they committed 7 defensive errors. Wow.
What hurts even more for Delmarva, they were swept in that series.
They lose all 6 games on the week to the Brewers affiliate. First and second, the runners. The 1-0 misses low. 2 balls and no strikes. Luciano trying to add some insurance in the home eighth, leading 1-0. Second ball game this week that's had a 1-0 score in the eighth inning. Woodpeckers pulled out the 1-0 shutout in the third game of the series on Thursday night when Yariel Santos got the win. Elaine Pena combined for the save out of the bullpen. Two balls and a strike on Luciano as he pinwheels that bat. DeLaunay checks the runner at second, fires. And Luciano gets under it. A fly ball out into left center field. Boucher and Drake come together. It is a little bumping of hips between the outfielders. Isaiah Drake, the center fielder, comes away with the ball, and Augusta avoids catastrophe. Fayetteville strands 2 runners. We go to the ninth. Woodpeckers try and win this series with Jackson Nezu returning to the mound when we return.
Fans, don't forget to stick around after the game ends for Kids Run the Bases and Catch in the Outfield. Parker's Buddies members can enter the field from Section 126. All of the participants can enter from Section 128. We'd also like to take this time to thank all of our youth teams in attendance tonight. Thank you for coming out. You can clap now.
Show on, get paid, and all that's for the list, though. playing first base for the Woodpeckers. Number 26, Oliver Carrillo. And in left field, number 27, Leo Mar Ochoa Jr.
Drew Compton leads it off for the Augusta Green Jackets in the top of the ninth inning. The Woodpeckers lead 1-0. And Jackson Nezu back on the mound for his fifth inning of work, trying to close this thing down with the victory today. Fayetteville starter Ethan Pecco not going long enough to get a winning decision. Four innings, but struck out nine on the front end. And Nezu trying to close it down with five scoreless. Compton fouled away the pitch. It's nothing and one. Lone run of the game for Fayetteville was scored in the bottom of the third on a Kenny Gomez RBI double into the right field corner. Next pitch is lifted deep to right by Compton. Gomez angling back towards the start of the warning track and has enough room to make the catch. Compton got a little too far underneath it for out number one. Woodpeckers are playing for some history right now for their manager, Ricky Rivera, who's down in the dugout today. Ricky allowing Robbie Kellerman to coach first base. Jeff Calhoun going over to third. But one more win will give Ricky Rivera the all-time record for wins by a manager in franchise history, currently with 84 in his career. Number 85 potentially here tonight would pass Morgan Ensberg of the 2018 Buies Creek Astros. Verdung on an 0-1 pitch takes high. And it's one ball and one strike. During that 2018 season, Ensberg won 80 regular season games and then four games in the Carolina League postseason. 1-1 pitch, a little bit low and slightly inside on Verdung. Two balls and a strike. But Ricky Rivera, after commanding the club to a 60-win season in 2023, has 24 wins under his belt this year. And two outs away from win number 25 to give him 85 across his two seasons as the Woodpecker skipper. Two balls and two strikes on Will Verdung. One for three with a single. Next pitch is lifted foul and out of play. Ricky is always a guy during interviews that will hand the credit off to his players. Doesn't like talking about self-accomplishments a whole lot. And that's understandable. But this is definitely a big story. A part of the Woodpeckers trying to win a series here tonight as well, as a foul ball is lifted towards the tents and left. Two balls and two strikes on Will Verdung. Jackson Nezu two outs away from his fourth winning decision of the year. As Verdung swats another one foul, keeps it where it's at 2-2. Nezu has allowed just two base runners all night. A single in the seventh, a walk in the eighth. Another 2-2 pitch, a little bit low and blocked by Bush for ball three. The question is, will the Woodpeckers have to go to the bullpen? Nezu is at 69 pitches at this stage. He'll be capped around 75. He has not thrown more than 80 in a game this year. The wind and the 3-2 pitch. Verdung swings and hits a deep line drive out into left. Ochoa Jr., who's on as a defensive replacement for Oliver Carrillo, makes the grab just short of the warning track. Two gone in the ninth inning. And now it's Cam McGee. Ochoa coming on as a defensive replacement. You see him out there for Oliver Carrillo. So, of course, that's how it works. Enter the game, the ball will find you. And with the bases clear, two outs, Cam McGee ready. Takes the first pitch just outside, ball one. Has a chance here to be the Woodpeckers'
second 1-0 victory over the last four nights. And their third 1-0 final of the season, going back to the Fredericksburg series. Cam McGee swings and misses 1-1. It was James Hicks and Remy Rodriguez that combined for the first 1-0 shutout. Santos and Pena the other night. And now Jackson Nezu and Ethan Pecco a strike away from completing their version of the 1-0 shutout. McGee in a 1-2 count. Sunday crowd getting loud. Nezu winds, fires. Line drive hit to the left side. That is just foul down the left field side. A fraction of an inch to the left of the chalk line. And McGee just missed out on extra bases. That would have been a huge swing. Get the tying run in scoring position. Instead, McGee stands back in the box and will get set for another 1-2 pitch from Nezu. Trying to take care of it himself. Complete five scoreless. Wine pitch. A little high. Two balls and two strikes. Win here tonight ties the Woodpeckers for second place in the South. 2-2 coming home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Ball game over. And for the second time this week, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers pull out a slim 1-0 shutout win. They take this series over the Green Jackets 4-6. And the Woodpeckers have a new manager at the top of the all-time wins list. Number 85 for Fayetteville manager Ricky Rivera. He has the most managerial wins in franchise history, topping Morgan Ensberg from 2018. Congratulations to Ricky Rivera. A stadium announcement and a video board graphic displayed congratulating Ricky Rivera on win number 85. I know Will Bush tucked that baseball in the back pocket as the game finished. And I'm sure Will will present that baseball to Ricky. And a great moment for the Woodpecker skipper, who is a Fayetteville Swamp Dog in the Coastal Plain League back in 2014. Goes on to begin a coaching career from the FCL Astros up to the single-A level and now has won 85 games to take the franchise record for the Woodpeckers. Colin Casey is down at field level here tonight as well, and he is getting ready to talk to our player of the game. I think he's trying to snag Ethan Pecco, who tied a season high today with 9 strikeouts. Pecco is down on the field with Colin, and as they get set, we will send it down to field level.
Fans, kids, run the bases and catch in the outfield will begin in just a few minutes. Parker's Buddy members can enter the field from section 126. All other participants can enter from section 128. And fans, that win is a sweet taste of victory, brought to you by Freddy's. Be sure to bring your ticket to Freddy's this week to receive your prize. Fans, at this time, please draw your attention to the video board for our post-game show with broadcasters Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey. It's the CNC Connection. Take it away, Chappie.
We're down here on the field, and Ethan Pecco, what an outing it was for you to start this ball game. 4 innings, 9 strikeouts, tying a season high you set last week in Salem. Coming off a great May, and you followed up with a great start to June. What was working for you out there in this 1-0 win?
Just 2-strike execution.
This time, Will Bush gets to hand one out instead of being on the receiving end. He got a chance to catch it today. Yeah, sorry for that interruption.
Just 2-strike execution. You know, I didn't have my best stuff command-wise, but the 2-strike fastball was really good today.
So you go 4 innings, and then it must have been a joy to kind of relax the rest of the way, watch Jackson Nezu do his thing. What's it been like to be able to work with him and really bring the best out of each other throughout this whole season?
Oh, it's great. He's one of my closest friends on the team, and he really puts in a lot of work. Both of us struggled a little bit in April, so it's just to see the work pay off. It's nice.
And lastly, you know, the team takes 4 out of 6 from Augusta this week. The vibes throughout the series seemed really high. The big swings, the great pitching performances, a pair of shutouts. Is that a testament just how close-knit this whole clubhouse has been all year long?
Absolutely. To spend 2 weeks on the road like that, it's tough. It's not easy. So to bounce back and take 4 this week, it's really a testament to how good this team is.
4 shutout innings, 9 strikeouts tonight for Ethan Pecco. Ethan, congrats on the victory. Congrats on a great week here in Fayetteville, and maybe we'll see you on the road in Columbia next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Back to you up in the booth, Chappie.
All right, thank you very much, Colin and Ethan Pecco, our player of the game. Jackson Nezu also right behind Ethan tonight with 5 scoreless innings as the pair combines for a 1-0 shutout. And twice this week, 1 run got it done for the Woodpeckers. Of course, just the other night we saw Yariel Santos and Elaine Pena combine for that shutout and a 1-0 victory. And the Woodpeckers needed all 27 outs to get it done today as well to hold that 1-0 lead. Kenny Gomez ultimately provides the game-winning swing tonight with an RBI double down into the right field corner. That was an unearned run against Cade Keeler. He actually dropped his season ERA all the way to 3.09 today with 5 innings of a 1-run ball, an unearned run on Cade. A tough luck loss for him, but continues his strong season on the mound while the Woodpeckers put on a pitching clinic of their own. Ethan Pecco tying the season high with 9 strikeouts and Jackson Nezu carrying it the rest of the way for the Woodpeckers. 4th win of the week, and they take this series 4-2 over the Augusta Green Jackets. They also enter a tie for 2nd place in the South Division. Today in Kannapolis, the Columbia Fireflies fell to the Cannonballers 7-2. So that sets the stage for a very, very interesting road series next week in Columbia with the Fireflies and the Woodpeckers tied for that 2nd place spot in the South Division. And the two teams trying to catch up to the Kannapolis Cannonballers over the final 2 weeks of the first half. But you won't want to miss a moment of that series on the road. Make sure you follow Woodpeckers social media for all of the updates as the Woodpeckers head to Columbia starting Tuesday night. First pitch at 7:05 for the first of 6 games against the Kansas City Royals affiliate on the road. And the Woodpeckers will be back at home on June 11th against the Salem Red Sox for 9 straight home games to close out the first half schedule. At this stage, 15 games to go in the first half slate to decide which team from the North and the South will punch their ticket to the Carolina League playoff later on this summer in September. On top of today's winner, of course, a big milestone for Fayetteville manager Ricky Rivera, win number 85 in his managerial career over the last 2 seasons. 60 wins a year ago, 25 wins this year, and a franchise record 85 wins for Ricky, who passes up Morgan Ensberg from the 2018 Buies Creek Astros. He won 80 regular season games and 4 postseason games. That's who Ricky jumps in the leaderboard today to become the all-time winningest manager in franchise history. So congratulations to the former Swamp Dog from 2014 turned Woodpeckers skipper Ricky Rivera. That'll do it for our coverage tonight from the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth. Thanks again so much, everybody. If you came out to the ballpark throughout the week or just joined us tonight, we hope you enjoyed your time at Segra Stadium, and we will see you a little over a week from now, 9 days from now on June 11th, as the Woodpeckers host the Salem Red Sox in the start of a 6-game series. Until then, Andrew Chapman signing off from the broadcast booth. So long, everybody. Drive home safely and enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening. Woodpeckers win it tonight by a slim 1-0 final.
Chandeliers, head over heels.